Well, certainly hoping and definitely needing. You know, with the last two results at home games, Peterborough and Fleetwood, has, you know, put them back in the pack, really. You know, from being comfortable playoff contenders, even a chance of sneaking in right up there, they've dropped back in, and they certainly need a win today.
Yeah, you look at the form they've had, a couple of defeats at home and games they should have been winning, really, against Peterborough and Fleetwood. I know Nigel Clough was bemoaning a couple of mistakes from his team, but overall this season it's been not a bad one for the Blaze, has it?
It has, but to be honest, they should be doing better. They should be challenging for those top two for me. You know, the squad they've got, the superb support they get every week, and the Sheffield United, the Blades should be up there with the two, and at the moment it'll be a disastrous season if they drop out of the playoffs at the moment.
Well, certainly they were one of the early season favourites. They've got a 3-point gap ahead of Doncaster, Barnsley and Peterborough in those playoff places, and I don't want to mention this for any Blades fans listening, but not the best of record in the playoffs in recent years, have they?
No, not at all. I mean, that's one thing that it's another team who I do a little bit on the radio over here with Preston, and they're another team who are desperate not to gain the playoffs because they have the similar sort of thing as Sheffield United, so the dreaded playoffs. But looking at it at the moment, it looks as if that's going to be the way, you know, they've got a chance of getting promotion, and the game's coming up. I mean, it is really in their hands, you know, because they are playing a lot of the contenders who are around them, and if you can take points off those, you know, you will get in that position, but the form at the moment's just took a little bit of a dip, and they need something today at Scunthorpe, definitely.
Do you think that's due to the cup run, maybe all those extra games this season taking the toll on the legs?
Well, I mean, it's a modern trend, isn't it? All these games footballers play. I mean, they moan about it in the Premier League. They only play 38 games, don't they? And, you know, I don't think it is. I honestly think there's added pressure, and sometimes some of the players they've got can't cope with the pressure. And I know it's only League One, but it's a big stage. And you come to Bramall Lane from other clubs and you think, oh, yeah, I've played here. Suddenly you've got to produce in front of nearly 20,000 every week. And fans who have seen better times and want better times, and that's what sometimes let them down. The players who they think is going to be all right have underperformed, and that's why Sheffield United are where they are.
I know it's often said, you know, it doesn't matter how big a stadium is and whatever, but I was at Bramall Lane a couple of weeks ago when they beat Swindon, and you look at the facilities there and the crowds, you think, how can this club be in the third division? And it's kind of sad to see them that way, but do you see this club as one that's going on the rise? Is Nigel Clough playing the right kind of football to get out of League One?
Well, I mean, I'm obviously live the other side of the Pennines. I'm Sheffield United through and through, and I follow, you know, I follow the club by different media things, and sometimes the fans haven't been happy. They've not seen the positive football, what they want, and, you know, as I said earlier on, I did an article a bit ago about Nigel will be judged not on the cup run and you know, getting to semi-finals and doing all right in that. He'll be judged on promotion and his signings he's made, and you know, that's the thing at the end of the season, and it's a cutthroat business. But when you're at a big club like Sheffield United, who should be a higher league than what they are at, you know, that's when Nigel will be judged. So, at the moment, I honestly believe they're underachieving.
And one of those players he's brought in recently and certainly hit the ground running is Matt Doan. A couple of goals and two defeats, but signed from Rochdale midway through the season and doing well.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him earlier in the season tear Preston apart. They beat Preston 3-0 at Spotland, and he was superb. And to be fair to him, he's hungry. He wants to do well. And, you know, that's the sort of player you're looking at. You don't want to sign a player who's just quite happy to be there. Matty Doan's one of those who wants to be, and he's been a superb signing. Got him for a minimal fee, really, and he's done superb. And I'm really pleased for him. And once you've got a goal scorer, you've always got a chance, and Matty Doan's name keeps appearing on that goal scoring list, and long may it continue, really.
I'm just looking at the recent results, conceding goals in the last 9 games. Is that the real issue then for the Blades at the moment, the fact that they have a defence that isn't able to keep a clean sheet?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I saw them in the Cup as well against Preston, and they made silly mistakes in that, and I think that's what's happening, you know, and it's putting added pressure a team that's going to go up, if you can keep clean sheets and be solid at the back, you have goal scorers, like I've just said about Matty Doan. Preston have got Joe Garner. You know, Bristol City have got goal scorers. And they're the ones, but you need that solid back four. And Sheffield United have been conceding too many goals. I mean, the last clean sheet is Swindon, you know, in January, looking at it now. And that's a long time ago for a team who were challenging up there.
Are you confident they can go up through the playoffs this season if they stay in the places, which hopefully...
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. But once again, it's that pressure. Because if Sheffield United get in the playoffs, you know, you look at the teams around them, they'll be the big, massive club who everybody will want to be. They'll have the big crowd there. And with the big crowd, it adds the pressure to the players. And it's then up to them and the management. Can they get the players through that? And recent times, they've not been able to do that.
Shortest trip to Scunthorpe then this afternoon. Before we let you go, Jamie, what do you think the score will be this afternoon?
Scuddy have dropped off a little bit, so I'm going for a... I don't think they'll keep a clean sheet again, but I'm going for a 2-1 victory to the Blades.